This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on developing semiconductor ecosystem in India. The participants are S. Krishnan, Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
As the world increasingly relies on advanced electronics, the importance of semiconductors cannot be overstated. These tiny chips power everything from smartphones and laptops to automobiles and advanced medical devices, making them the backbone of the digital era. I've said so much about semiconductors, so what is the Indian semiconductor mission and what role does it play in advancing the country's semiconductor industry?
Semiconductors, as you already pointed out, is a very, very critical part of all kinds of electronics, and it is something which we use in practically every device that we use today. And unfortunately, till now, semiconductors have not been manufactured on any significant scale in India. There have been a few small attempts at enhancing or attempting the manufacture of semiconductors in India, which have not really worked. It is only now, under the India Semiconductor Mission, that we've been able to attract large-scale investments into the semiconductor sector, both as fabs or fabrication units, which are otherwise also known as foundries, where the chips are actually etched, and also in packaging units where the chips are then diced and made into packages and fitted into the overall circuits to make sure that they are able to function alongside devices. So under the India Semiconductor Mission, so far we have approved 5 projects. The Union Cabinet has approved 5 projects, starting with the Micron plant facility, which is coming up in Sanand, Gujarat, and thereafter the Tata Electronics Private Limited, their main foundry, which is to come up at Dholera, also in Gujarat, and then Tata's putting up another assembly and testing and marking plant, ATMP plant, that is coming up in the state of Assam, and then CG Power is putting up another OSAT plant, which is coming up again in Sanand in Gujarat. Now we have approved one more OSAT plant, which is coming up again in Sanand, Gujarat, that is by Kane's Electronics, Kane's Technologies Limited.
These are 5 projects that you have mentioned. These are very much in line with what the Prime Minister has outlined, that India is committed towards becoming a global leader in semiconductor production. So what is being done to address the infrastructure and investment needs of the semiconductor industry in India?
Towards the infrastructure needs, of course, there have been, you know, state governments and the government of India are collaborating to establish the electronics manufacturing clusters where basic requirements like land, quality, power supply, because the semiconductor fabs cannot afford any disruption in power. The power has to be of uniform high quality, and likewise they require a fairly large quantity of water and water of considerable purity. So all these basic requirements are being catered to by government agencies. And in addition to that, we also are working towards building an ecosystem of the various other kinds of supplies which are needed, materials, gases, and various other chemicals which are required in the process of semiconductor manufacture. The third important element in semiconductor manufacture in terms of creating the ecosystem is training adequate human resources to address the needs of this industry. And that is again something which we have been focused for some time now in the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to ensure that adequate trained human resources are available for semiconductor manufacture. India is already a big center for semiconductor design, but in the manufacture space, more human resources need to be trained.
So will the Skill Development Ministry be brought into this? Since this is specialized, perhaps course would be introduced.
We have programs and courses both in all 3 ministries. MeitY does certain programs and courses. The Ministry of Higher Education, the Ministry of Education through the Department of Higher Education, through various IITs, the Indian Institute of Science, NITs and other institutions also offers courses covering this area. Likewise, many other engineering colleges functioning under the AICTE offer such courses. In addition, the Electronic Sector Skill Council under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship is also providing training. So it is a multi-pronged effort by multiple ministries.
Last year we witnessed a lot of shortage when it comes to the chips, and a lot of industries like automobiles and mobile, etc., faced some problem. So what collaboration are we expected to have between the government and private companies that will foster to boost semiconductor manufacturing?
You're right. In the pandemic period and the period immediately after the pandemic, there was a shortage of chips, and which actually prevented production of motor cars and various other electronic devices. That is when I think world over there was a feeling that we need to focus much more on building resilient supply chains for electronics and specifically for semiconductors. And that is when, again, India's program in the semiconductor space became much more appealing to many of the private companies across the world. The five companies which are already identified to establish the facilities in India are all private sector companies. Some of them are international companies as well, or they have international collaborations. In addition, we are also collaborating with other countries in the world to help us build the resilient global supply chain for semiconductors.
So these collaborations that you're talking about between the private sector and industries and countries, what are the growth prospects for semiconductor-related startups in India? What role will they play?
The main role that startups will play in India in the semiconductor space is primarily in the design component. We have a specific program which is aimed at design of semiconductors. It is called the Design Linked Incentive Scheme. In addition, there is also a Chips to Startup program. Both these programs are implemented by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and many startups have benefited from that program. Likewise, this program is run through more than 100 higher educational institutions, to support them with the relevant tools, EDA tools they are known as, to make those available free of cost to all of them. Plus, there is financing support as well. We've earlier had the semiconductor laboratory in Mohali, which is a government-owned enterprise. It is on a much smaller scale, and now for the first time we'll have a large scale.
This surely is going to give impetus to the manufacturing of semiconductor. Give you the quote of our Prime Minister, India has become a key hub for mobile phone manufacturing, with exports now reaching global markets. Now, for that to happen, chips are extremely important.
That's right.
The Prime Minister has also said that the potential of fulfilling the dream of developing made in India chip for every equipment is there now.
तो ये जमाना था हम मोबाइल फोन इंपोर्ट करते थे. आज मोबाइल फोन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का इकोसिस्टम बना है, एक बहुत बड़ा हब बना है, और आज मोबाइल फोन दुनिया में एक्सपोर्ट करने लगे हैं. ये भारत की ताकत है. साथियों, भविष्य के साथ सेमीकंडक्टर जुड़ा हुआ है, आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी जुड़ी हुई है, एआई जुड़ा हुआ है. हमने सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन पर काम शुरू किया. हर उपकरण में मेड इन इंडिया चिप क्यों न हो, क्यों ये सपना मेरे देश का नौजवान देखे. टैलेंट यहाँ है, सारे इस प्रकार के रिसर्च काम हिंदुस्तान में होते हैं. तो प्रोडक्शन भी हिंदुस्तान में होगा, सेमीकंडक्टर का काम भी हिंदुस्तान में होगा.
So, how close we are?
I think we have taken the first decisive steps in this direction of actually having the semiconductor factories being built here in India, which has not happened thus far. And the first chips have also rolled out. I am happy to mention to you, it has also been reported in the media, both Tata Electronics from their plant, their pilot plant is in Venugal near Bangalore in Karnataka, and the Micron unit which is located in Gujarat, both of them have rolled out their first chips, which are first Indian-made chips. So we are that close, and mass production should commence sometime during 2025, the later half of 2025.
That's hearty news. In fact, do we expect anything coming up next week when we have the Semicon here in Delhi?
The Semicon this year in Delhi is going to be a massive event, and it's also a very prestigious event. Semicons world over are conducted by an international association called SEMI, and they have an event in the west coast of America called SEMI West. They have one in Southeast Asia, they have one in Taiwan, they have one in Japan, and the seventh of that series is now going to be held in India. So it's a matter of great pride. This is the first time that we are associating with SEMI to conduct Semicon here in India. We are expecting a large number of companies. Semi informs me that the first time that the semicons were conducted in Taiwan and in the United States, the number of participants in the first event was 1/4 of what is expected here in Noida next week.
That's huge.
So, you know, India has begun with a bang as far as semicon event is concerned. There is considerable interest globally. Almost every major company which is involved in the semiconductor ecosystem will be participating, and it's a matter of great pride for us, and it's also reflective of the kind of growth opportunity that India offers, that countries across the world, companies across the world are looking at India as the place to be for advanced manufacture.
You talk about growth opportunity. I'll just take you to Prime Minister's recent visit to Singapore, where he said that we are going to open up in West India office in Singapore. And he also talked about the ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership with Singapore, and which will percolate to the rest of the world as well. In this, how does the semiconductor comes into play?
In fact, as part of the overall comprehensive strategic package, one of the agreements signed related to semiconductors, where we are to discuss opportunities to advance resilient semiconductor supply chains and to leverage complementary strengths between the two countries. So we will exchange best practices for growth of the semiconductor, global semiconductor industry. We look at R&D collaboration in the area of semiconductors. We look at ways in which Singapore and India-based companies can collaborate in mutually beneficial semiconductor-related business opportunities. And we'll also see how to build on strengths which either country can have in fabs, in packaging, in design, in equipment, specialty chemicals and gases, and semiconductor-grade materials. And the final thing is, both in terms of building industrial parks which are suitable for semiconductor development and for workforce development, there is going to be considerable collaboration. So all these are very critical areas where we intend to collaborate with Singapore.
How is India focusing on the R&D to foster innovation in the semiconductor industry? And how are the emerging technologies like the AI, IoT and 5G influencing the semiconductor industry in India?
See, I think R&D is being extensively supported by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and also by some other ministries, including the Department of Telecom, Department of Science and Technology, and so on, especially in the semiconductor space. Across the Indian Institute of Science in Bengaluru and about six IITs, we have set up nanoscience centers where clean rooms have been established to train people in actual design and production at the academic scale, at a lab scale of semiconductor chips, and these facilities are now becoming the centers where we can train a large number of people who are needed at every stage of the semiconductor production. And these institutions, which have been in existence, and the facilities there, which have been in existence now for nearly a decade, have been the places where we've incubated a number of startups, and in addition, the entire design workforce for India.
My last question to you, how does semiconductor industry compare with that of other leading countries like Taiwan, South Korea, the USA? Where do we stand?
I think we have made, as I said, a decisive beginning, which we had not done all this while. All the countries that you have named are probably the leading countries in the semiconductor industry. And of course, the United States was the pioneer, and Taiwan is the largest manufacturer of semiconductor chips. Most of the fabs are located there. They're either in Taiwan itself, or they're built by Taiwanese companies elsewhere in the world. And Korea is another big semiconductor manufacturing country with some very large companies with semiconductor manufacturing capacity. Those are mature players in the semiconductor space. We are a new entrant to that field. We have a long way to catch up, but I think with the decisive step that we have taken, India is going to be the new rising power in the semiconductor space.
On that note, Mr. Krishnan, we would wind up today's discussion. Thank you so much for being with us here in Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on developing semiconductor ecosystem in India. The participants were S. Krishnan, Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.